This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
Deal primarily with 16 to 19 year olds, but we also deal with the adults as well. And from feedback from certainly the adults, not so much the youngsters, because obviously they're that much younger, but from the adults we get good feedback about the tuition that's offered here and how in depth we actually go with each of their elements they have to cover.
And how they're managing to combine the study with the practical training in centre?
Certainly with the adults, it's self-study. Again, certain elements of adult training, i.e. energy efficiency, water regs, those will have to be done actually within the classroom environment, full-scale presentations to be delivered. But what you find is the majority of adults will come for a week. The level two is roughly about a six-week course. And they will come for a week, then they won't come again. So they'll come and do the training, their initial training for a week, then they'll go away for a month, study, then they'll come back for week two, and so on and so forth. So the whole course may actually take them 6, 7, 8 months. But obviously some of them do find it very difficult getting the time off work, because a lot of them do work. So they find getting this week or a fortnight off, whereby they can fit in the tuition and the training here, it can be a little bit difficult for them.
How do you think they're managing to combine work and studying? Is it difficult for your students to do that?
Not so much with the youngsters that we deal with, but certainly some of the adults do find it a little bit intensive, shall we say. They're coming into, as I said, when they come into doing energy efficiency, as I said, it's quite an intense course. Some of them do find it a little bit difficult, but eventually they do get there. They all pass.
There is a will, there is a way, what you're saying, because... if they decide to come in centre and to do their qualification, they might have some difficulties combining everyday life with their studying commitments.
Of course, yes.
But the programme is designed to deliver everything which is required from them.
Yes, and I said we can point them in the right direction as well.
Do you have any advice for people who would like to pursue a career in the building services engineering sector at these days? Because I know there is quite a lot of demand out there.
Yeah.
What would you say to them?
Personally, I try and find some work placement before you actually enter into any contracts, to be honest with you. Try and find a work placement whereby you can go work with somebody that's got numerous years of experience, whereby you can get the relevant work experience. Once you can achieve that, then you can achieve the full MVQ as well.
And do you have any recipe for success in the trade?
Just try to really complete the installations that you're doing to an extremely high standard. That will result in continuation of work.
And what would you say is the most important quality which students need? I mean, is there anything which plumber, for example, needs to possess?
You've got to be able to listen and take notice. You've got to be able to think logically, and you've also got to have good manual dexterity. You've got to be able to work with your hands. The thing is nowadays with all the equipment we use, it's no good just being good with one thing. You've got to be both good with your fingers at what you install and what you do, and also be able to think logically and break problems down which may result from previous installations or problems with central heating equipment. You've got to be able to look in the manufacturer's instructions and say, right, that's not at fault, this isn't at fault, but I can break this down and say that I know that component is what's fault.
Commitment to the profession is a key as well.
Well, it's you're learning all the time. In the plumbing and heating industry, I said you move along with different things. Certain new products come on the market, and you've got to move with that as well.
Talking about skills, and I promise this is my one of my last questions.
Yeah.
How sufficient is for the real world to get out there and to practice their profession?
The actual practical that's produced in centre is exactly the same, pretty well, as what you'll be installing out in the field. Plumbing level two, there's no gas competencies in that. But providing you pass the level two, you move on to level three, and then you'll undergo the full training for you at a later date to do your ACS accreditation and become gas qualified, which is what the ideal thing that you require.
Would you have anything to add?
If you come into the plumbing and heating industry, you will always have a skill at your hands, or a skill, you'll always have this skill that if anything should happen in the career, you can move back into plumbing and heating.
We thank you very much for joining us today, and we wish you best of luck in future.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.